A new study sheds light on the role corporate investors are playing in Philadelphia's tight housing market. We hear about this from WHYY's Aaron Mozell.
The research focuses on single-family homes sold in Philly between 2017 and 2022. It shows that corporate investors were most active in predominantly Black and Hispanic neighborhoods with cheap real estate, and that they often operated as landlords. Emily Dowdle is president of Policy Solutions at the Reinvestment Fund and author on the report. She says the research highlights the potential pitfalls of these purchases, like decreased affordability and crowding out first-time and lower-income homebuyers.
Because affordable homeownership has been such an important part of Philadelphia's identity, it does, in a sense, lead to a bit of an identity crisis of what kind of city are we if we're not offering that upward mobility or that just even generational stability for folks to own a piece of their neighborhood.
Researchers found that corporate investors were also more likely to have code violations and that larger companies were more likely to file for an eviction. But they were also more likely to have rental licenses and permits for renovation work. The report comes as mortgage rates and home prices continue to sideline renters and homeowners and as rents remain historically high. Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.